some verses, and I want you to answer these questions as to whether this is a positive or negative about the man who said this. So I'm going to want your feedback on this, either positive or negative, by saying those words. This man said, I will bring you word as the Lord shall speak unto me. Is that a positive or a negative to you?
Positive.
I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord my God to do less or more. Is that positive or negative? Whatsoever the Lord showeth me, I will tell thee. Must I not take heed to speak that which the Lord hath put in my mouth? Told not I thee, saying, all that the Lord speaketh, that I must do? If you would give me your house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the commandment of the Lord to do either good or bad of mine own mind, but what the Lord saith, that will I speak. You're right. Second question. The name Balaam, positive or negative?
Negative.
Folks, he said all those things. He said all those things. Why negative? Think about why negative. If you were to tell me about Balaam and how you would describe him to me, everything he said sounds so good. His preaching was good. He was a good preacher. So what was his problem? Numbers chapter 22, in your Bibles, please. It actually goes from Numbers chapter 22 to 25. The problem with Balaam was not the preaching of Balaam, since what God put in his mouth, that he said. He preached, listen, sound theological messages on eschatology. You can see that in Numbers 24, 14 and following. He had sound Christology, Numbers 24, 17. Balaam is referred to negatively in four more Old Testament books. He's referred to negatively in Deuteronomy, in Joshua, in Nehemiah, and in Micah. Then three more times in the New Testament, the last being Revelation chapter 2 in verse 14. And you will discover that it was not Balaam's preaching. It was his teaching. You say, what's the difference between his preaching and his teaching? Well, let's look first of all at a great sermon that he preached, Numbers chapter 23, and note verses 19 to 23. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said and shall he not do it, or hath he spoken and shall he not make it good? That's actually a very good verse for you to memorize. That is sound theologically. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed, and I cannot reverse it. He hath not beheld iniquity in Jacob, neither hath he seen perverseness in Israel. The Lord his God is with him, and the shout of a king is among them. God brought them out of Egypt. He hath, as it were, the strength of a unicorn. Surely, there is no enchantment against Jacob, neither is there any divination against Israel. According to this time, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what hath God wrought? What a tremendous sermon. You could preach that sermon. It was the word of the Lord. Go back to verse 16. The Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth. And Balaam preached what God told him to preach. Folks, the problem, though, was not his preaching. As I mentioned earlier, it was his teaching. That's why I entitled this, Fine Preaching, False Teaching. So what was wrong with his teaching? His teaching was not so much in what he said as in what he did. But it was in what he said because it was in what he taught. Go to Revelation chapter 2 and verse 14. It's worth going to these passages. Revelation 2, 14. The Lord Jesus himself is saying this to the messenger of the church in Pergamos. And he says this in verse 14 of Revelation 2, "But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam." Doctrine is teaching. "Who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication." The doctrine of Balaam was that he taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. It's what he taught. What he did. I am trying to just point out to you how that you need to be careful today. You hear a good preacher, and you go, "Wow, that is so good." And sometimes it is. I can listen. There's some men I can listen to, and I can say, "That was really a good sermon." And then you find out about their practice, and you go, "Wow, this could lead people astray." Because they assume that when the preaching is good, so is the practice. People are often impressed with a church or institution's doctrinal statement. That is important, but more important is what that church or that institution does. What about you? Others may be impressed with what you say you believe, but what's more important is what you do. It's what you teach by your way, by what you do. For example, 2 Peter chapter 2 is all about false teachers. And in that chapter, speaking of those false teachers, it says this in 2 Peter 2:2, "Many shall follow their pernicious ways," their sensualities, "by whom the way of the truth shall be blasphemed." You go down to verse 15 and it talks about a different way from the way of truth is being mentioned, and the different way is called the way of Balaam. There he is again. "Having abandoned," and I'm doing this a literal translation, "having abandoned the straight way of life, they were misled, following out the way of life of Balaam, who loved the wages of unrighteousness." Jude 4. The men of Jude 4 are equated with what Jude calls the error of Balaam, the deception of Balaam. Now, if you're still there in Numbers, look at chapter 25. This is after Balaam could only prophesy good concerning Israel in chapters 22, 23, and 24. And Balak, the king, was very upset at Balaam. "I have asked you to curse them these many times, and all you've done is bless them." Balaam says, "Oh, I can only preach what God has told me to preach." But now that that's done, and verse 25 of chapter 24, "Balaam rose up, went and returned to his place. Balak also went to his way." Now look what happens in chapter 25. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifice of their gods, and the people did eat and bowed down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal Peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. What caused them to do that in chapter 25, verses 1 through 3? Why did they do that? What would cause them to do such a wicked thing? Go to Numbers chapter 31. And verse 16. "Behold, these caused the children of Israel, through the counsel of Balaam, to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord." He is recounting how that took place in Numbers chapter 25. Balaam is the one who counseled the Moabites. He said, "You know what? I was not allowed to curse them. I could only preach blessing upon them, but here's what you do. You send your women and lead them astray. And the counsel, the teaching, the way, the error of Balaam was successful. Balaam's preaching was good, but his teaching was dangerous. Not in what he said so much as in what he did and made others to do. So there's the preaching of Balaam versus the way of Balaam, the preaching of Balaam versus the teaching of Balaam, the preaching of Balaam versus the error of Balaam. There are many people who today preach a good message, who write well, who write intellectually, and you are drawn to them as a person. And when you have become endeared to them as a person, you are easily misled by their way of life and their practice. Now you're going to want to visit their churches. Now you're going to want to associate with whom they associate with. We learn so much from the way of Balaam, the error of Balaam, the teaching of Balaam. Many men, many women run after a man for his great teaching, whether in the pulpit or out of his books or on the radio. They get sucked into his way and they're deceived. It was not the preaching of Balaam, folks, that was dangerous. It was the doctrine of Balaam that was dangerous. What he taught by his actions. And in one sense, it was what Balaam left out of his preaching that gave him subtle entrance into causing to sin those he could not curse. And what he left out is his error. Your preaching may be good, but how's your teaching by your life? Fine preaching, false teaching. Warning, warning, warning. Be careful. Lord, may we have discernment. To understand that Satan as an angel of light will appear. False prophets and teachers will appear. As even the apostles of Christ. Lord, may we be discerning. May we be critical in the sense that we think through not only what we hear, but what we see. Not only the preaching that we hear, but the practice that we see. Lord, may your people be discerning to sift out that which